Mike Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that marvelous, wonderful, precious, holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can fill your life to overflowing. He's the only one that can bring true satisfaction and meaning and purpose into our lives. How wonderfully blessed we who have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, how richly blessed we are. What wonderful treasures and what wonderful privileges, what wonderful blessings we enjoy. Not only material blessings, but spiritual blessings, eternal blessings, blessings of the spirit world, which really last and will endure even eternal life, to never die, to pass from death into life. Oh, yes, beloved, I'm never going to die. Now, this earth suit that I wear, this whole physical body, it's going to die because it's under the curse of sin. Romans chapter 7 makes it clear that there's sin that indwells this old physical body that I live in. It's something that I have to battle every day, indwelling sin and its lusts and its evil cravings and its sensual appetites. These sensual things that this indwelling sin does within this body, and the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 tells us. That's why this body has to die. But beloved, the body's not Bob Griggs. It's just the old earth suit that I'm wearing while walking here upon earth, and there's coming a day when I'm going to vacate it. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to depart from it. Now, the world calls that death. But spiritually speaking, when you accept Jesus as Savior, you're given eternal life. And that's where our true identity is in our spirit. We're either alive unto Christ or we're dead spiritually in trespasses and in sin. That's our true identity. You're either a child of God or a child of the devil. You're either under the control of the living God or else you're under the control of Satan and sin. And so, beloved, when we accept Jesus, the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit. 2 Corinthians tells us, or 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I believe it is, 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Paul's writing to believers, those who have put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who have accepted the fact that Christ died for our sin, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, that he lives today seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, making intercession for we who put our faith and trust in him and accept him as our Savior. And so, beloved, that's what the gospel is. That's the good news. Christ died for our sins. He took our sin upon himself. He paid the penalty for them because, remember, God is holy. He's without any sin. He's pure and holy in every respect and in every way. And that's why you and I, in our sinful condition, spiritually in sin, dead to God and alive to sin, that's why we cannot really come to God as our Father, because we're separated from him. Sin separates man from God. God hates sin. God is holy and pure and righteous, and his very nature, by his nature, he must judge sin. And that's why God the Father turned His back on Jesus when He was dying on the cross, because our sins were all placed upon Jesus Christ. He became our substitute. He took our place. He died for Bob Griggs, and all the sins that I would ever commit, they were placed on Jesus. And He had me in mind when He hung on that old rugged cross, when He wore that crown of thorns, when He had His sides pierced, when He willingly gave Himself. It was because He loved me. But, beloved, He loved you just as much as He loves me. And He died for you just like He died for me. He died in your place and under the wrath of Almighty God for sin. That's why God the Father turned His back on Jesus. And Jesus cried out, "My God, why hast Thou forsaken me?" It was because of our sin that Jesus died alone there on that old cross. But, beloved, the good news is He arose from the grave 3 days later. And the Bible points out that during that three-day period of time, He went down to paradise, which was in the heart of the earth at that time. It was a part of Hades. And He preached to those who had died before the cross, who were righteous. They had gone to paradise. And Jesus went down there and proclaimed to them that He had died as the Lamb of God, which took away the sin of the world. And they all knew what lambs were, because all of them had killed lambs for their sin, to make atonement with God for their sin. And so they understood when Jesus said He was God's Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world, as the Bible tells us. Christ, this was God's plan before the foundation of the world was ever, the world was created. It was in the mind and plan of God for Christ to die for the sins of the world and for man to be redeemed through faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, God is almighty. He's all-powerful. He's omniscient, He's all-knowing, and there's no surprises with Him. He knows the number of the hairs of your head. He knows the intimate details of your life that you don't even know yourself. And He loves you, beloved. He loves me, and that's why He gave Jesus Christ to die on that old rugged cross in my stead, in your place, as our substitute. And all we have to do is to acknowledge that we're a sinner, to admit that we can't save ourselves, to recognize that Jesus took our place under the judgment and wrath of God. He paid for our sin, for the wages of sin is death. He died for you. He died for me. Romans 5:8 tells us that God showed forth His love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sin. You see, beloved, He died for the sins of all the human race. All mankind can be delivered and set free from the bondage of sin if they'll put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will may believe in the Lord Jesus. You can put your name there, my friend. If you've never put your name there, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, then, beloved, you can do that even right now. For He says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and believe that Christ died for their sin, was buried, and arose from the grave, and asks Him to come into their life, He will come in. He'll send the Holy Spirit into your spirit to do that work of salvation, to make a new person out of you, to deliver and set you free from the control and dominion of sin, and to give you that gift of eternal life so that you will become alive in your spirit you will receive this glorious gift of eternal life and salvation, and the Holy Spirit of God will move into your spirit as God's guarantee of His salvation. How can all of this be? It's by faith, beloved. It's by accepting God at His Word. It's simply by reaching out and receiving this gift of salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And where you are right now, crying out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave. I invite you to come into my life, to forgive me for my sin, to make me pure and clean and holy. And, beloved, He'll hear your prayer. He'll hear your prayer because He's closer to you right now than the sound of my voice. He's closer than the air you breathe. And that strange feeling that you feel inside, that uncomfortable strangeness, is the Holy Spirit of God drawing you to the truth, telling you that what this guy is speaking and telling you is the truth. Receive it and believe it, accept it, and receive Jesus into your life and into your spirit. He will change your life. He'll transform you. He'll make a new person from you. He'll deliver you from the bondage that you're in. Yes, my friend, you're in spiritual bondage, and that's why Satan's doing everything he can right now. His demons are doing all they can to distract you, to keep you from opening your heart to the Lord Jesus, to keep you from believing what I'm telling you, because Satan wants to doom and damn your soul to a Christless eternity. He wants to see you to go to the lake of fire, because Satan hates the ground you walk on, my friend. He hates everything about you, because God created man in His likeness and in His image, and Satan hates God and does everything he can to destroy every person that he can, to keep every person he can from believing in Jesus and accepting Him as Savior. And so that's why, my friend, he's doing all he can to give you excuses and to turn your attention away and to keep you from listening to what I'm telling you, because he wants you to spend eternity in that lake of fire, separated from Almighty God. But, beloved, God loves you. That's why He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Till next time, goodbye.